The Jets sent notice Monday night to the National Football League. In front of a nationally televised audience, the green and white shocked the Atlanta Falcons 30-28 at the Georgia Dome in dramatic fashion. They did it with a near flawless performance from their rookie quarterback, as Geno Smith completed 16 of 20 for 199 yards. He made good decisions in the pocket, was decisive with the football, and displayed both power on his 20-yard rope to Jeff Cumberland for a score, and touch on a nifty 1-yard touchdown toss to Kellen Winslow. For the first time in his young career, Smith didn't commit a turnover, and for the second time in 5 games, he set up a winning boot from Nick Folk in the final seconds as he completed all 4 of his passes for 37 yards on the winning march and added an 8-yard gain on the ground. Speaking of the ground game, we finally saw the Jets' stable of backs in action together. And Bilal Powell, Mike Goodson, and Chris Ivory all made significant contributions against the Falcons. Ben Kotwika's special teams unit provided some huge momentum-changing plays as Antonio Allen blocked a punt. Jeremy Curley had a long punt return. And Nick Folk stayed perfect. And all of us in Jets Nation were able to celebrate his 43-yarder to quiet the Georgia Dome. While Matt Ryan kept the Falcons close and eventually got them in front late in the fourth, the Jets again won the battle in the trenches. Mohammed Wilkerson finally ended the takeaway drought with a strip sack of Ryan that Lajay Douzable recovered for the visitors. Wilkerson was an unstoppable force, and he had many partners, including rookie Sheldon Richardson and David the Hitman Harris. The Jets raced off the field after the second stanza, celebrating a goal line stand to protect the 10-point lead. And when adversity struck late, the green and white saved their best for last. This is a developing team who is strong up front on both sides of the line. And they have a rookie quarterback in Geno Smith who is making his mark. The Jets are 3-2, and they're getting better. This season, it's going to be a fun ride.